Nine people involved in the New Orleans-based Eastside Wheelie Kings bike gang have pleaded guilty in a scheme that stole more than $200,000 in motorcycles and four-wheelers in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. The Sun-Herald of Biloxi reports the vehicles were stolen from businesses, loaded onto stolen U-Hauls, and taken back to New Orleans, where they were sold online. Seven defendants pleaded guilty to a federal charge of conspiracy in the plot, while two pleaded guilty to transportation of stolen vehicles across state lines. Each also faces state charges of burglary or receiving stolen property. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kathleen Van Buskirk says the scheme started in February 2017 and lasted more than a year. The nine defendants now await sentencing on the federal charges. Those pesky red light cameras aren't going away anytime soon in Baton Rouge. The East Baton Rouge Parish Metro Council has voted to extend the program's contract until 2023. Tuesday's vote comes after Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome's push for a contract extension in October. Her administration says the move is all about public safety. Some council members opposed the extension because about 30% of the fine drivers pay leaves the state, never to come back in our economy. The city parish currently has 24 cameras stationed at 16 intersections. Two endangered sea turtles are swimming again in the Mississippi Sound after rehabilitation in South Mississippi. One is a 115-pound loggerhead that developed pneumonia while a Louisiana spillway was open. The other is a Kemp's Ridley that needed throat surgery after it swallowed a fisherman's hook. Dr. Moby Selangi of the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies attached satellite tags to the turtles before releasing them on Monday. He says the tags will send a signal each time a turtle comes up to breathe, pinpointing its location. He says the areas they use will indicate where it's safe for them to return. The Institute's website describes the turtles and their treatment. Prepare for parking restrictions in the French Quarter Friday afternoon through Saturday as the city hosts the 2019 Bayou Classic. The two-day event kicks off Friday with a battle of the bands at the Superdome. The Bayou Classic parade starts at 9:30 Saturday morning at Elysian Fields and North Peter Street and heads through the quarter. Only residents, employees, hotel guests, and taxis will be allowed to drive into the French Quarter overnight Friday. RTA routes may also experience delays or detours. Law enforcement agencies are stepping up patrols over Thanksgiving weekend in an effort to keep the holiday from turning into a tragedy. Louisiana Highway Safety Commission Executive Director Lisa Freeman says in 2018's four-day Thanksgiving weekend, four people died in alcohol-related crashes.
That's one person every 24 hours, basically, every day, dying at the hands of alcohol-related crashes. And during that same time frame, almost 100 people were seriously injured.
The College Football Playoff Selection Committee has dropped LSU to number 2 and moved Ohio State to number 1 in the latest rankings. LSU closes out the regular season by hosting Texas A&M, and OSU is at Michigan this weekend.